panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Too long. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the intersection and overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples, and we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am your host for this show. I proudly use the pronouns she and her, and welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited, to ladies and gentlemen. And I define myself as a trans woman, amongst other things, and you have the right to use the labels we want, not what anyone else has. I might discuss that later in the program. Hello, if you're coming, you're listening in anywhere from Ballam Place in Brunswick, where there is a secondhand swap market, community lunch, mahjong, drop-in workshops, zine making and collage corner, speaking of poetry and pictures, and it's Your Queer Neighbours Festival in Marybeck City Council, along with lots of other great sponsors, including the State Government and the Sticky Institute and the Conleo, Ohio, Fifi Curiosity, Our Point 3, hosting it all. That sounds like lots of fun. If anyone's down there and wants to report in and tell me what's going on, then, yeah, please show. There's also shadow puppets, Chinese vegan food. It's all happening there right here, right now. Won't be stopped, won't be silenced. So, yeah, get down there to Ballam Place in Brunswick for Your Queer Neighbours Festival. We need lots of festivals and things what are happening. Talking of which, I went to an event during the week, the Midsummer Festival launch, a wonderful event. Gosh, it's bigger and better than ever. Some wonderful, talking of, acknowledgement of country, some wonderful Aboriginal dancers to start us off, and great to see them getting lots of promotion by Midsummer. So that's really awesome to see lots of great performers and seeing familiar faces. Community is a good thing in a time where, although we've got this wacky social media stuff, we can feel isolated. It's very important that we connect. If you want to connect with this program, there's lots of ways to do it. Out of the pan, 855@gmail.com. SMS 61456751215, Twitter Mastodon Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and Facebook my page Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on this show are strictly my own. Don't think there'll be any major content notes today, so we'll do it if we need it. Lots of things to talk about. We opened up with Catfish, one of Don Walker's bands, when sort of in the times where Cold Chisel aren't together, and it was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, legend, as they say, Australian musical legend. And that was from Catfish's second album, Ruby, from 1991, and Too Long. And John Walker can, he can never be with us long enough. Such an amazing songwriter, and perhaps an underrated voice. Is he, you're sort of Tony Bennett or anything of music? No, but he just has an expressiveness in his voice that I like. So nice to have the Queer Neighbourhood and Queer Neighbours Festival. And as I say, also went to the Midsummer launch during the week, and that was great as well. To be there and connect with community. Did seem to go on a bit long. I suppose there's worse problems to have. I'm not saying it's the biggest problem in the world, but maybe I am getting old. Couldn't quite hang on till the end, but managed to hang out for the launch. But great to see so much support for it, and I think increasing on diversity. Some people will think there might not be enough, and some people are critical of Midsummer. But I sometimes think we also have to consider that Midsummer is there for all of the LGBTIQA plus communities. We don't agree on every dot and comma, nor should we have to. That's only mainstream saying, well, if you people don't agree on every dot and comma, we won't listen to any of you, which is discrimination, because, you know, heterosexual, cisgender, endosex, etc., people disagree all the time, and yet they get listened to. So don't ever fall for that one. And I think Midsummer has to try to hold a place for the full kaleidoscope of our communities, not just in terms of LGBTIQA+, but for everyone. Sure, 3CR is considers ourselves a radical progressive station, but there are some people identify as part of LGBTIQA+ who aren't. So Midsummer tries to do that, I think, reasonably well. That may be a controversial opinion if you wish to disagree. That's your call. But I like Midsummer, and the two key events, Carnival and Pride, do mean a lot to me in terms of connection and energy. And as I say, nothing is perfect. We can agree to disagree, and all that sort of thing. And there are lots of vexed issues. I hope that we can have two things. I hope we can have no more than 30 degrees, if I can start with the light humid one this time. But I also hope we can work out better things on participation and also get some truth into the issues as they come along. Great to attend those launches during the week. I also went to the 3CR end of year gathering yesterday. We're getting in before the rush, so to speak. Great to see some great 3CR peeps there as well. And I'm going to have a chat about that and a few other things, sort of in the next segment. But in the meantime, let's have some more music. And this one is from the artist called Space, and this is The Female of the Species. Gee, a gendered track on this program, who'd have thunk it? 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, out of the pan with Sally.
Consumer law touches on many aspects of what we do every day. Consumer Action Law Centre has lawyers, financial counsellors and policy experts who specialise in issues such as unfair contract terms and deceptive or dodgy business practices like excessive pricing or irresponsible lending. Consumer Action Law Centre provides free legal information and advice and pursues litigation on behalf of consumers experiencing disadvantage across Victoria. Consumer Action Law Centre currently focuses on getting justice for people who have been sold lemon cars, ripped off by insurance companies, scammed and denied help from their bank, or refused hardship concessions from telecommunications and energy companies. Find out how Consumer Action Law Centre can help you at consumeraction.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcast in noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from the artist called Space, and the female of the species is more deadly than the male. Well, maybe, maybe not. We'll be take sex and gender on the each within terms of each individual as they come go from there. Right, and thanks of course to our sponsor Go Kindly, great to have you supporting this show as you've been doing for some time now, and great to thank you for your support of women and gender diverse people. Which is, of course, so important. And part of 3CR, standing up for the underdog. And that certainly came through for me yesterday when I went to the 3CR end of year sort of in-house gathering for volunteers, staff, etc., and that sort of thing. And it was nice afternoon to be there for a couple of hours with the crew. One of the things that I think, you know, an organisation like 3CR, and I imagine it's the same for a lot of community radio stations, is we can pass like the proverbial ships in the night. You know, obviously Sailor and the Freedom of Species crew and I, you know, we see each other as they come in towards the end of Out of the Pan, but we don't get to see people as often as we'd like. I had the pleasure a couple of weeks ago, Friday week ago, and not only that, was interviewed by James McKenzie on In Your Face, who I've known for many years, but we don't get to see each other and catch up, and it was really nice to do that yesterday. But it was just a lovely occasion, and in relevance to our listenership, I wanted to share a thought. The wonderful Robbie did, well, effectively a welcome to country, and talked about how 3CR sort of was talking about issues that no one else was in terms of Aboriginal issues and giving people a voice. And there was a special award given to 3CR's treasurer on our committee of management, Sen, who's of Sri Lankan background, and how mainstream media, you know, didn't give a range of coverage the issues in Sri Lanka. Of course, 3CR supporting the Tamil community in with our broadcast on December 25 each year. And, you know, it got me thinking as well, something that I have been thinking about a lot in the current climate. And what I was thinking, which is always dangerous, was I think as someone who's been here now over 20 years, it ticked over 20 years in March this year, so I'll have to do a 21st next year, Whether there'll be cake or not, I'm not sure. Will the 3CR budget cover that? Not sure. But seriously, it got me thinking of how much support 3CR has given to trans people. Now, I don't want to be self-indulgent with this next comment, but a few weeks ago I did win an award for contributions to the trans community, and I wanted to bring that in to say that 3CR has been a huge and often, I think, overlooked part of it, because 3CR has meant a lot to me. And in a time where trans voices were often ignored, even in so-called what we would now call LGBTIQA plus circles. I mean, we were still using phrases like gay and lesbian, and then people would say, oh, what about trans? And we'd get the, I'm going to say content, small content note, mention of lateral hostility. Oh, why are there so many letters in the alphabet? And I wish I'd had said at some point to that, well, why don't we drop the G and L and see what the response was? But I never said that. 3CR was there. Even before I started this program in 2005, 3CR was having more nuanced debates about trans issues, even if perhaps the trans people were not involved. There was some good allyship. Yours truly joined this station after being with another one, which is in the past. I'm not going to go say any more than that. And I felt very supported here, not just as a presenter, but also as a person. And there is a sense of community where we help each other out where we can with our networks, which on a couple of fronts, I'm just going to say I'm needing at the moment. I've been very grateful for that. But in terms of the present, rather than just getting nostalgic about the past, the thing that I wanted to bring up is, I mean, 3CR has always, in terms of trans issues, been well ahead. And in the current climate, without wanting to brag or anything, I really think that we are, you know, perhaps one of the best placed media outlets in Victoria, maybe sticking the neck out a little, the best place to lead proactively on giving trans people voices and a range of trans people. I am very clear that I'm an older trans person. I may have slightly different perspectives, but we've got a range of perspectives with shows like Queer in the Air with Madison and Oscar at 3 o'clock, which covers trans issues. We've got other trans shows and queer shows, which give space, and many of our other shows, such as art shows and music shows, will play trans artists in the broadest sense of that word. And I feel like we're in a position to really be a bulwark, is that the word? Some sort of buffer against the nonsense. We can't do it all, and we obviously would like more, but I think we're in a position to lead, and it's just really important in this time that 3CR does that. So wanting to do more of that, and also, as I say, as someone who's hit the seniors, yes, I have a seniors card in my purse now, goodness me. Still don't know how we got there, but I'm here. Seriously want to do something, to contribute to that. And so would love your thoughts over that, on what more, what else 3CR can do. I know this program's here, and as I said, many of the others, but I think we're in a position to do something about it. But 3CR, I think, as I say, a great sense of community and very, very important. But I also wanted to acknowledge, as suggested by Roving Reporter, 3CR winning some awards and making finals of various awards at recent times, which was announced yesterday and reminded me to I had it on the radar to go through this. 3 winners at the recent Community Broadcasting Association of Australia Awards in early November. 3CR Breakfast Shows took away Best Program for News and Current Affairs. Our previous station manager, Rachel Kirby, was awarded Outstanding Station Leadership. And Tilda Joy won the inaugural Jane Brownrigg Award for Outstanding Volunteer Contribution. And a shout-out to other finalists, including The Sporting Record, NASA from Palestine Remembered, and Vivian Langford from the Climate Action Show. So just show, I mean, look at all the shows and, types of things mentioned there. I mean, that's, I don't, you know, I just, I'm just being very passionate because 3CR is so important to me. But look at them all. Also, I want to say thanks to Jim from Sporting Record. He ran some impromptu trivia yesterday. We had music as well. There was some great costumes as well. I didn't read the fine print on the invite. The person who went as the musician from Black Sabbath, Beth, our new social media person, very, very groovy, and the moustache stayed on. The wonderful Inez, our volunteer coordinator, who did a 70s tribute with Diva. I should have dug that out for today because when a problem comes along, you must whip it. Lots of fun. So great to be with 3CR, and I think there's, we've needed more than ever, and it was just a very warm afternoon indeed. So well done to all our recent award winners, and there are other awards and things that are out there as well. And also got to give a welcome to our station manager, Meg Butler, who's been part of 3CR for a long time and a pioneering woman in technical stuff of radio. And that's what 3CR does. We are progressive in that way, and that's why we're needed. So a passionate speech from me there, but I just wanted to share that with you and what 3CR means to me, and I hope it means something to all of you listening out there. Let's have some music now. Once again, I'm going to have a bit of a long track today. That is a track from James Rain, where he and guitarist Let Rip from his first solo album way back it was 1987, just after Australian Crawl broke up at that time. And this track is called Always the Way. So may 3CR, in terms of being progressive radio, may that be always the way. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from James Rain from his first solo album, James Rain, logically enough, and an eponymous album. There is your word for the day. James Rain on lead vocals and most of the guitar work. The credits say James Rain on vocals and guitar and Jeff Scott on guitar, bass and vocals for a lot of the work. Long-time Ozcrawl drummer John Watson on drums and percussion. So I don't want to say, I'm not sure exactly who did the guitar solo on that track, but it's certainly an awesome one. And other guitarists also given credit in there. And also for the music lovers, Dave Lindley does lap steel and Hawaiian guitars. The man famous on Jackson Browne's Stay a Little Bit Longer for his guitar solo. And the late, great Olivia Newton-John did some vocals on that, particularly on the track Hammerhead. What a good album. Australian rock, Australian music, as we close out Australian Music Month, worth giving that a mention. Now, earlier in the show, I hinted at how people describe themselves, and what made me think about this was in the last couple of days, a couple of stories have come up that the BBC has allegedly, and I have to underline that word, given directive on how to refer to trans women and a trans woman, because a trans woman was, and I'm going to say, I will raise content note here for what I call transphobia. A trans woman was described as, quote, born a biological male but identifies as a woman. Now, the BBC have now denied that there's specific instructions, so it's possible that certain presenters are going off on their own tangents here. And biological male and biological female for trans men are terms that effectively deny trans. It focuses on the body at birth and then ignores someone's sense of inner self. And that is highly inappropriate. But if someone doesn't use that term, then you don't use it. And I object very strongly to those terms, because they are that sense of denial. And I mean, there's lots of other things. I mean, as someone of Jewish background, heaven forbid, we wouldn't, someone who wasn't Jewish doesn't have the right to call me, heaven forbid, content note, anti-Semitism, a gas oven candidate, which was things I was called at school, that sort of thing. And I won't speak for, identities that aren't my own, but I'm sure there are other inappropriate terms for people of colour and so on. I'm not going to name those terms, but no one would use them. Surely people wouldn't use them without their consent. I would hope not. Now, and I just think it's really ridiculous that anyone thinks that a person can define someone else and tell someone else about their sense of self in the first place. It just seems utterly bizarre that could be the case. But it's always also worth remembering, this is a specific story, that a lot of stuff that comes up in a lot of the trans debate, something that I want to re-emphasise, may have mentioned this on the show listening to a podcast a few weeks ago, that to my surprise, 25% of social media accounts are bots or trolls or similar. They're not people who are actually, that individual will say, this is my definition, sincerely wanting to act on social media with their own views. And I've also spoken perhaps at times before how many, when I was in Russia, which was around this time, God, 10 years ago this year, yes, I was there, I heard from someone who went undercover in a bot factory or a troll factory. Now, when you think about it, there has to be somewhere in the process a human behind every bot or troll post. Someone has to start them. But some people are paid. You could almost think of this as a cross between, heaven forbid, a sweatshop and a call centre, to just go in and put inflammatory posts up. And this person, and I'll just say person, who went undercover, investigated, spoke to some of the people, and some people were there, they said, it's the only job I can get, I've got to do it. And I go home and I'm a decent person. And another person on their last day reversed things and put nice posts up instead, wouldn't it be nice if we had a benign billionaire who had a positive bot factory to put pro-trans and pro-people of colour and pro-queer and pro-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander posts up on various places. Wouldn't that be nice? If anyone knows one, please let us know. So really, really important, that we look at things. I believe that the majority of individual citizens are decent people, and I'd put that as a very high majority. It's a kaleidoscope of opinions, and so I just thought I'd mention that. And I think that some of the nonsense that we hear has to be pushed back, like some of the fact that people think they can refer to as someone else in a way that's not appropriate. When I was doing a lot more on the other side of the mic, so to speak, doing media representation for the trans community, people would say to me, I was a spokesman. It's like, no. That's what we is. I said, well, that's not my job description. Are you rewriting my organisation's job chart? And then, mainstream media reporter said, oh, we'll have to find a way around it. So they didn't refer to me as anything. It was Sally Golden speaking on behalf of blah, 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 said this. So I wasn't given a title at all. I just find it bizarre that someone else can tell, someone who doesn't have my life experience can rewrite my story, tell me who I am. Well, one story that, of course, has been around since the 1980s is that of HIV and AIDS. And tomorrow, 1st of December, is World AIDS Day, which was first recognised in 1988, an international day, as per Wikipedia, dedicated to raising awareness of the AIDS pandemic caused by the spread of HIV infection and mourning those who have passed away from it. As per Wikipedia, the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, is a life-threatening condition caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which attacks the immune system, which is sometimes something we forget. First conceived in 1987 by James W. Byrne and Thomas Netter, two public information officers for the Global Program on AIDS at the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, and then approved by Dr. Jonathan Mann, director of the Global Program. And it was when on 1st December 1988, because James W. Bunn, a former TV journalist, had recommended that date because it would maximize coverage of the day by Western news media after the US elections, but before the Christmas holiday season. So that's a fair enough thing. I must admit, I had been wondering why we used that day. There we go. Initially focused on children and young people, which, of course, anyone, theoretically, can pass from HIV open to the open to experiencing it. But, of course, safe sex, safe injecting practices and those sort of things, and other health practices, which are very standard, can, pretty much stop that. But what I was going to raise, and of course it's important and totally want to acknowledge that HIV has affected in our communities gay and bisexual men, and men who have an assigned male people who have sex with assigned male people. And I'm deliberately using that word. I don't like the term men having sex with men, because it can, by total coincidence, sort of misidentify trans women. And I'm looking at all the themes over the years. There's been communication, sharing the challenge, community commitment, children living in a world with AIDS. But there's never been a focus. There was Women, Girls and HIV and AIDS in 2004, but there's never been a focus on HIV and trans people, which I find, interesting. What about HIV and in terms of, trans men? So if we're talking, of course, 99% of whom will not add a phallus. So if a trans man is having intercourse with a cis man, they could, who is, and one of them has HIV, there's a risk there. So I think there needs to be, a trans theme. That's something that maybe we could push for on this station and start that conversation rolling. But it is important that we acknowledge you know, these things. Regardless of who it is. So, you know, find out from organisations like Thorn Harbour Health and ACON what they're up to in the next, you know, sort of on tomorrow. Support them if you can. Acknowledge it. Stop and pause and reflect. And, you know, sort of go ahead and, you know, support that, because it is really, really important that we remember. You know, there's so many, there are a lot of issues, and yes, there's a lot of focus on trans at the moment, but we, you know, sort of do, of course, need to remember this. And the last thing I'll say was, going back to that period of time where we, no one wants to talk about anymore, but we can't forget, and that was the when COVID was at its worst in 2020 and 21, and there was this race to get a vaccine. And many people who were HIV positive, who are HIV positive, or had lost loved ones due to HIV, you're saying, you know, here we are racing to get a vaccine in a couple of years, but we still don't have an effective one for HIV. There's great medication advances compared to 20 years ago. I remember attending a session with Vanessa Wagner where for a day, and every few hours you had to, you know, she did the simple analogy, you know, there was just a bowl of jelly beans or lollies and she'd ring a bell every couple of hours. That was the medications you had to take. It's like, wow, now things have moved from there, but we certainly need more. All right, let's have time for another track. What are we going to do? Decisions. Let's have a little track from Graham Connors, and then I'll come back, wrap up the show, tell you what's happening on the rest of the afternoon on 3CR, and go from there. Here is Graham Connors and a track from North, Where It All, and the first album from many of really what was his big era. And this is a track called Sicilian Born. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
White by black man, you've got to make these people understand. Prayer and progress go hand in hand. So Father O'Malley said. Sicilian born, a fisherman's son, came over 23. Worked like a dog for a couple of years, then sent for his family. Well, he worked on the docks and he worked on the railways. He worked till his back was gone. Bought a semi-detached in Erskineville, moved in and paved the lawn. Well, his three boys grew married, young blonde and blue-eyed girls. And soon enough, there were grandkids come to look in on his world. And they were fair and blue-eyed too, and to him they all looked the same. If Sicilian blood flowed through their lives, you'd only know it by their last name. And he never talked in his native tongue, and he never talked about going home. And he told me once the reason why, he said, home's not where you're born. Home is where a man's prepared to die. He outlived his wife Maria. She died. For a long time. thoughts for what to do. He'd sit alone at the window and doze the days away. So I didn't see him much anymore, unless he happened to wave. Still he never talked in his native tongue, and he never talked about going home. And he told me once the reason why, he said, home's not where you're born. Home is where a man's prepared to die. Well, I went up north on a 2-week spell about a month ago. And to my surprise, when I came home, I found his place had sold. I called the other neighbors to find out where he had gone. They said he packed up and just went back to wherever he came from. Where you're born, home's not where you're born, home is where a man's prepared to die. And he never talked in his native tongue, and he never talked about going home. And he told me once the reason why, he said, home's not where you're born.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM. Visit the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au/podcast to hear the most recent recording from each show, or 3cr.org.au/streaming to listen live.
Indeed, listen to 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au. But if you are listening to a podcast, via a podcast, that's one way you can do it. Hello to you. I've just about got to get out of here and make way for Freedom of Species. We can get, they will be covering today. They have some trivia in particular. They have a particular theme of trivia, animal lib film themed trivia show, which will be very cool. Yes, very much looking forward to that. At 2 o'clock, Rotations is ready to rock. Something's ready to go there. And 3 o'clock, Madison, Oscar and team will be in with the fabulous show that is Queering the Air. And then 4 till 6, the Salaam Radio Show. Lots of great listening of a diverse nature on 3CR throughout the afternoon. And, it's really, really important. Once again, don't forget the Queer Brunswick Festival happening down there at Ballumballum Place in Brunswick. Hope you are enjoying yourselves down there and having a good time. Great to see all these sorts of events, whether they're ones like that, as I say, or Midsummer. And, well, I'm just going to say that also... I had the pleasure of going to the Transgender Victoria 25th anniversary celebrations during the week. That could be an interesting story one day, is all I'm going to say there. But it was very, very nice, again, to catch up with people and be with friends. Also, a great time with long-time friends last night. You know, it is so important that we are connected in this day and age. So, yes, have a great World AIDS Day. When I say great, have one that has the meaning for you tomorrow if you are sort of, well, noticing World AIDS Day. And coming up tomorrow week, the 8th of December, is Pansexual Pride Day. So that's knowing no boundaries of or all the pride. Very, very important that we celebrate that and raise awareness and celebrate the pan community. So get your pink, yellow and light blue out and away you go. Take it out today with a track that I'm going to play for the fabulous crew from Freedom of Species. I was listening to this CD, which, of course, is known for its good humour and light humour, and that was one of my favourites, Greg Champion, the custom CD. But there's this nice little song that was animal-related, and I thought, I'll be organised and play it. And I've waited right till the end. This track goes for 3 minutes 16 seconds. 3:16. Hell yeah. There is the wrestling reference at 12:56 and 19 seconds. So I'll take you out today with this one from Greg Champion from the custom CD, which you can get on places like Discogs. Wish I Was a Horse. One for the fabulous crew from Freedom of Species discussing all things animal, which comes up next. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
Oh, I wish I was a horse, just a standing in a field, meditating all the day, just a chewing on my hay. I think I'd like to be a horse. It looks a good life to me. Every day when you'd start out, you'd know what you're meant to be. I might wander beneath the trees, go and stand down by the lake, run around now and again, just to keep myself in shape. Yes, I wish I was a horse, in a paddock full of grass, letting nature take its course, and just allowing time to pass. There are horses in our field, and we're happy where we are. The only thing that breaks the peace is the distant sound of cars. Iron bark and caravan, they're the smells and sounds I know. Here I'll linger in this field, and I'll be happy when I go. Yes, I wish I was a horse, just a standing in a field, meditating all the day, just a chewing on my hay. Yes, I wish I was a horse, in a paddock full of grass, letting nature take its course, and just allowing time to pass. Oh, I wish I was a horse, of course, of course, of course.